All right, we don't have a lot of time in today's post game. Real quick, you were in Brooklyn?
Yes, I was in Brooklyn at the Northside Festival, and I spoke on a panel about how content and creators deal with regulation on the internet.
Did you like Brooklyn?
I did. I have a secret. I hate New York.
That is a controversial secret.
I absolutely hate New York. I like New Yorkers, but I hate New York. It's like too much for me because I'm LA born and raised, so I'm like chill. I like nature. Yeah. I like the beach. So New York is just like sensory overload. But Brooklyn, I was in Williamsburg, and it was like much more chill, much more like LA. So I actually enjoyed my time there.
Okay. I on the other hand, I lived in New York for a while. I grew up around New York. But I don't want to live there. The buildings bear down on you after a while. You're like, oh, Jesus Christ, man, I need to see something green for a second. Central Park, you're Central Park. All right, New York, it's just kind of, you know, you're never in Central Park. You know that. Okay. Anyway, that's like 1% of your existence at most, but not really. Okay, but I love visiting New York, mm-hmm. so I don't agree with you there. Well, and Brooklyn is overrated. Okay, now we move to Tokyo.
So in Tokyo, in New York, in Brooklyn, they have opened a ramen chain that's only in Brooklyn, and then the rest of it is in Japan, and it's called Ichiran. And if you look up the BuzzFeed article on it, it's like the ramen place for people who hate ramen. That's where we exclusively ate ramen in Tokyo and Kyoto. Uh-huh. And it's this place where you go buy your ramen from a vending machine, and then you sit down at like this little booth, and there's a little curtain in front of you that opens this much, and they open it, they give it to you, they bow, they close it, and then you're alone eating your ramen in a little stall, and it's just like the best ramen. It's so good.
The Japanese, it's obviously politically incorrect to say they're weird.
I will say,
yes,
I don't think Japanese. That is.
We agree on that?
Yes, okay. It's politically incorrect.
So I didn't say it.
But then again, like, I would say Japanese, it's like, from my experience with Tokyo, it's in Tokyo, a lot of people who say, like, listen, you went to Tokyo, but you didn't go to Japan. It's like the least Japanese part of Tokyo. But I will say that it is an example of Japanese people. You can't say they're better or worse than us, but there are so many things that they just do better than we do.
Oh, that's interesting. Good. All like right, what's that?
The toilets are warm.
They have the fancy toilets there, yeah.
And they do this thing called cleaning the bathroom. So the bathrooms are clean.
Well, that I love. But like a warm toilet seat could go the other direction.
Oh, no. You say that. But then you sit down and you're like, this is a better life. And then they have, you know how our toilet paper dispensers have like a spring-loaded thing in the middle and you have to like squeeze it together and lift it up.
Yes.
And throw it. And it's annoying. Theirs are like spring-loaded like this. There's one on each side. And you take the toilet paper tube and you lift it up and it falls in and you let go. And it holds the toilet paper up. And then when you're done, you lift the empty one out and that's it. Right. And you don't have to deal with that.
So you went to Tokyo and you spent all your time in booths and stalls.
And then it was great. I drank a lot of beer, which is how I know that this thing is. You know how when on our pop tops, you have to dig your fingernail underneath and it's just like to get on the top of your beer to open it?
I'm not familiar, but okay.
Yes. So you have to do that.
Absolutely.
In soda as well. They have carved out a little divot under the end of your pop top so you don't have to dig your fingernail in. You just slide your finger under it. It fits.
Okay.
Genius.
I love this new interpretation of Japan. They are better than us.
And then with whiskey, they're like, we like whiskey. We'll just try to do it better than everyone else.
Okay.
Their whiskey is delicious. It is really great whiskey. And that's like a thing that's happened in Japan lately is they've had, for a long time, they've had really great whiskey. And then another thing we did is if you do go to Japan, go to AAA before you go, get an international driver's license, and then find a place called Maricar where they let you drive go-karts around Tokyo in Mario outfits.
No.
So we were Mario and Luigi, and there's no seatbelts, and it's real dangerous. But you're on the street with just cars everywhere, and like there's a Toad and a Peach, and you're just jamming around the streets of like through Shibuya Crossing, and like you know that one where everybody walks at the same time. It is the best thing, but you need your international driver's license, so go get it before you go.
Okay,
it's amazing.
So
their trains go 200 miles an hour.
and I'm back to Japan is weird.
Okay. No, that's amazing.
It is amazing.
That's what happens when you're not procreating, is you have time to like come up with all these amazing other fun concepts. Stuff.
That's right.
But
you gotta have fun somehow, right?
Yeah. But if you go through Shinjuku, there's like a bunch of African dudes who are like, "Do you want to have some fun?" And then they take you, and then they
okay. And then only gets weirder.
And
okay.
Then they take you up like two elevators, and then into a room that's just full of like women dressed as bunnies. And it's not just women dressed as bunnies. There's a whole industry of dandies. So it's guys who women go just the same way you would think of how creepy it is for dudes to go in and hang around women dressed as bunnies sitting on their laps. They have it for guys. And there was a TYT fan on the streets of one of the neighborhoods, Akihabara, who was like, "Hey, TYT." And I used to think I'm a Pop Trigger fan. And he used to do it. And he would get paid so much money just to be a guy who sits there. And he's gay. And he would just sit there and talk to girls all night.
That's
and
they amazing. Would love it.
So, wait. Okay. Let me understand that concept better. Are they also dressed as bunnies?
The guys are dressed as what you would imagine, like a slightly effeminate, Japanese pop star guy would be dressed as.
Oh,
like
okay.
Leather jackets, hair like super spiky and cool. Yeah. But just like, hey, ladies, and pretty, just pretty.
And they
pretty
just
guys.
Talk to them. Does anybody ever go to a booth or a stall?
Not officially, but I mean, yeah.
I see. Perhaps unofficially, yes. Yeah.
So that was it. And it is weird.
But it's good news to find out that somebody's having sex in Japan.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay, and then you had one other thing?
One other thing is I was walking through the streets of Shinjuku with two NBA basketball players, and I heard, "You're famous." And they weren't talking to the basketball players. It was a TYT fan.
That's
awesome.
That's a
great story.
I love it. What were you doing in Shinjuku with two basketball players?
Just friends.
So this is like the most random story ever told.
That's what's so great about Tokyo.
It is. It's no, you know what? I'm not a big like, I just went to Italy and Turkey, and I love Europe. I love Turkey and but I'm not a big travel. Like people are like, "Oh man, you want to go into the jungles of the Amazon?" I'm like, "Nope, no, don't want to do that at all." Like, "Oh, you want to go into the back country of Nepal?" Nope, not me. Okay. "Oh, you want to go stay in a yurt in the Outer Mongolia?" Not remotely. No, I don't. I like hotel rooms.
Yep.
There's a lot that I'm not interested in. But you have succeeded in making me intensely curious about Japan.
Do it. Anthony Bourdain has said it's like acid. You're like, it's so trippy. And then afterwards you had this mind-opening experience and you're like, "I don't know how I can live without this." And we've been three times in the last year and a half.
And I have Japanese food in my top five cuisines. So this seems like a twofer.
Wow.
Next trip. And okay. They've got this the best amusement park in the world, Disney Tokyo, Tokyo Disney. Take the family.
Huh, interesting. But after you told me the thing about the go-karts without seatbelts, a little bit more concerned about going to an amusement park in Japan. They're like, "Oh, we decided to just make it slightly weirder. There's no safety at all." Okay, but if you do fall, you're caught by bunnies. Okay, guys, we gotta run. Aggressive Progressive is up next at 9 o'clock Eastern, so check that out. All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow.